health insurance. I don't know if we can stop at that. We can get you health insurance because...
This building on the Illinois State Fairgrounds is buzzing with conversations like this. Volunteers shepherd 300 ex-offenders around to dozens of booths, all of which are here to help them get to their ultimate goal, employment. This event is known as the Summit of Hope, one of eight such events around the state planned for this year. Daniel Gordon is walking around the fair in a hand-me-down fleece pullover, a gift from his girlfriend. He says she's taken good care of him in the wardrobe department since he got out of prison last fall, outfitting him with khaki pants for any potential interviews, so he skips over the free clothing and goes right for the sunscreen. Gordon is working odd jobs for his landlord right now, which includes a lot of mowing grass. But the 49-year-old isn't counting on his maintenance job lasting forever. He doesn't want it to. That's why he's here at the expo, supplementing his door-to-door campaign he says he's run all over Springfield.
Could I fill out an application? Can I speak to a manager? Can I get a phone number? Can I get a business card? Probably five or six a day, 5 days a week, making personal contacts with these business owners. I'm not having a lot of luck. I've had two sit-down interviews. As soon as IDOC calls and verifies employment, they drop me like a bad habit.
Gordon served 17 months in the Jacksonville Correctional Center, the consequence of his third DUI. Here at the fair, he not only receives sunscreen and career advice, but he also gets a new state ID card for free. Other men are getting their hair cut. Some get tested for HIV. Parolees are pitched low-cost mobile phones, while 20 feet away, others chat with recruiters from a temp agency. Labor Ready has signed up at least 20 parolees on this rainy Tuesday. Mary Johnson, Labor Ready's branch manager in Springfield, says ex-offenders have a pretty high success rate with the companies they're contracted to.
We found that actually probably a good 75% of them do real well for us.
Those jobs, however, usually require skills. For the unskilled, there's a chance for coveted spots in trade apprenticeships. This year, that class is only open to 12, and more than twice that number have requested information. But sometimes, just the prospect of a new beginning can be enough to start parolees down a new path. That's what Marcus King, with the Department of Corrections, says he keeps in mind when organizing these fairs.
They're going to get their general education, or they found a job, or they're able to take care of their kid, or maybe they just didn't have anything to eat. When I can just start seeing people's needs being fulfilled, makes me happy.
King says outreach events like this are meant to chip away at Illinois' 47% recidivism rate, the number of people who reoffend and wind up back in prison. He says the more needs that are fulfilled, the lower that rate will be.
Thank you.
Daniel Gordon's need for a new ID is now fulfilled, and he might be on his way to getting some help with pain medication. Gordon walks with a pronounced limp, but he says it reminds him of what he used to be and what he never wants to return to.
My hip's bad because I fell off a flight of stairs drunk. I'm just an old tore up drunk. That's, you know, finally got a clue.
Gordon says he found God through his time in prison and through his alcohol abuse treatment, which is ongoing. What he really needs to find now is a job. I'm Hannah Meisel.